हरे कृष्ण। वाई शुड अ जीवा बी इंडिफरेंट टू द होली नेम इफ द होली नेम इज सो ग्रेट एंड वंडरफुल। दैट इज बिकॉज द जीवात्मा हैज नॉट येट रियलाइज्ड दैट इज अ पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ कृष्ण। वॉट एवर वी कंसिडर अवरसेल्व्स एज अ पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ टू बी दैट थिंग विल कॉज अ इंटेंस अट्रैक्शन इन अवर हार्ट्स। Like somebody feels oneself to be a part and parcel of India, so they become Indian patriot. Or somebody feels oneself a part and parcel of sports or cricket, then they become very attracted to hear the scores and what is the situation, which country is playing with which country. So it depends on what one considers oneself to be a part of. And if one considers oneself a part of Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna, then naturally the holy name, being non-different from Krishna, attracts such a person. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in this material world, the jiva searches for something nice to engage in, or nice to associate with. And that is the search of every jiva. Something that can give him satisfaction, that can give him pleasure, that can keep him going on and on. Every jiva is searching for it. And everyone identifies with something which gives him some momentary pleasure or little longer pleasure, and then one gets stuck up there. But he says, in this world there is nothing better than the holy name which can award the greatest satisfaction and greatest pleasure to the soul. But because the soul has not yet recognized the fact that he is part and parcel of Krishna, he is not able to appreciate the holy name. In fact, chanting of the holy name has the potency to give one the resemblance of the spiritual world, even in the material world. When one continuously chants the holy name for a prolonged period of time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one gradually feels the material world is resembling the spiritual world. Gradually one loses that material tendencies and material consciousness. That is the potency of the holy name, even while one is chanting it in the material world. So then how can one be so indifferent? So he says indifference is a very great curse. In order to counteract this indifferent attitude towards the holy name, Bhaktivinoda Thakur suggests three things. He says one should go to a quiet place and a secluded place. Often we say we should associate with devotees. Yes, we have to associate with devotees and take inspiration. But every one of us have to fly our own aircraft. And every one of us have to surrender alone to Krishna. Nobody else can surrender for you. That is why in association we derive inspiration. And when we are alone, we surrender. So one has to go to a quiet place and a secluded place and chant the holy names. Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself prepared 75 centimeter by 75 centimeter room, which he had a very thick door for, and he would sit inside that room and chant with full absorption. Secondly, he says, chant the mantra very clearly and loudly, and pay attention to it by trying to listen to it. And he says that he uses the word distinctly, chant the mantra distinctly. You will see even in the Abhay Charan video, if you have seen how Bhaktivinoda Thakur chants, these videos are not just done just like that. They have taken care of all these factors. How he used to chant. He and his son used to chant, if you see that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Very distinctly he chants, you will see that. Slowly and distinctly, and gradually endeavor to listen to it, he says. And then thirdly he says, despite all these arrangements, still ultimately it is only Krishna's mercy by which the holy name will reveal itself to us. So one should intensely pray to the holy name to bestow the mercy upon us. and empower us to chant the holy name. We depend on the holy name to chant the holy name. So like that he says. So these things are techniques given to avoid the indifference. Sometimes when we are normally chanting, we take the holy name very lightly and we become simply distracted, planning so many things in the mind, and we are indifferent to the holy name. So we can take note of these things if we really are keen to improve the holy name. That is why I have seen some devotees, senior devotees from whom I derive inspiration. What they do is morning they chant the rounds, but sometimes in the afternoon, after lunch, prasadar, the evening time, 4 o'clock or so, they go to some secluded place like Garden Kutir or somewhere, they sit and distinctly chant one round or two rounds. Pronounce very clearly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they try to hear it, try to listen to it, pay attention to it. And gradually over a period of time, chanting will improve by trying like this. Harinam Prabhu ki.